It's Friday, the 15th of May, day 55. I'm sitting in the garden, which is why you might be able to hear some birdsong in the background. It's been a staggeringly beautiful day. Clear blue sky, bright sunshine all the time. We were both working indoors all day. I was writing. My wife was teaching piano lessons at a distance to some of her pupils who are as far away as Portugal. But after we'd finished work, we decided that rather than cooking, we would order some takeaway food from a pub in the next village. Partly out of laziness, I suppose, and partly because we believe we should support this particular establishment because they're trying to keep their business going at a very difficult time. We decided to cycle there to collect the food. It's not far, a couple of miles at most. And it was a beautiful journey. The road was extremely quiet, there was no traffic. All you could hear was birdsong. And I was suddenly transported back to the mid-1980s, when we used to go to Burgundy on holiday. We stayed in a small village, a tiny village. And in the evenings, sometimes, I would put my little son onto my bicycle, and we would cycle for maybe 5 kilometres to one of the nearby villages to have supper in the local cafe. And those roads, I remember, were as quiet then as the road we travelled on this evening to collect our food. And that was a kind of elegiac thought, because going to France in the summer has been a very important part of my life for a long time. It's the one part of our lives which looks out of the question for the time being. I know that in the grand scheme of things, that's not really a big deal compared to the privations and stresses that this pandemic and its aftermath will impose on many people. But it's a big break nevertheless. When the children were at school, we used to fly to France and then rent a car, partly because school holidays made it necessary to economise on time. But then after they grew up, it suddenly occurred to us that we don't have to do that anymore. And so my wife and I took to driving to the South France. We would set out one morning from our home near Cambridge and drive to Folkestone. Then we'd get the car onto the Eurostar shuttle, and about 25 minutes later, we'd be out at Calais onto the A35 motorway. And then we would take 3 days to drive slowly down through the centre of France. The thing about France is that it has about the same population as Britain, but twice the land area. And what that means is that the centre of France is basically quite empty. We would stick to secondary roads, most of which are like billiard tables. We would stay in small hotels and every morning go to a boulangerie and get the wherewithal for making a picnic lunch. And we'd do that until we reached our third waypoint on the journey, which is the Roman city of Arles in the south. And by the time we reached Arles, we had completely decompressed. It was as if we'd entered a different kind of time zone, and indeed a different kind of spiritual zone. It has always been the most wonderful kind of break from otherwise quite busy lives, and we will miss it.